Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. And a very warm welcome back. Solara here. And I'm so excited to explore this topic with you today because I'm sure many of us at some point in our journey have felt the same feeling when our personal development and our growth simply stops feeling exciting. I don't think this gets talked about enough in the personal growth space either. So what does happen when it stops feeling exciting? When we don't have the same desire to do the vision boarding or the journaling or the meditation like we used to. And it's definitely not because we failed and it's not because we're not good enough and it's not because we've given up. It's because something inside, it's almost like a switch has just flicked off. Something's just gone completely quiet and no matter what you do, you can't find the switch. And even if you did, would you really want to turn that back on again? You might be asking yourself when you're in this place, why don't I feel this desire to reinvent myself? Like in the past, when I've shown up, it's been easy. I have thought about who I want to be, what I want my life to look like, and who I am becoming. I've then taken the action, I've evolved, and I have built myself into the next version. And by asking myself, who am I becoming? I created a goal. A new container, it felt good with this new identity because my expansion was not only exciting, but actually underneath it, believe it or not, it was also a coping strategy. But what if it just doesn't feel right anymore? What if you've spent years and years building something, building the place that you have found yourself right here, right now, and even have visions for the evolution of the place that you are in right now? But then suddenly the urge to become that person, that vision, that version has now completely faded. And that can be deeply unsettling. Because if you're not becoming this person, if you're not striving and taking action to become this next evolved version of you, then who are you? And this is all about being in a place where there is some ending in reinvention. It's like the death of reinvention, if you like. I mean, that might sound a little bit dramatic, the death of reinvention. But what if that actually is a rite of passage? What if that is actually part of the journey? What if there is meant to be death in the reinventing of ourselves over and over again? Especially if we have done the deeper work and it's no longer coming from the survival part of self that's been pushing and striving and perhaps doesn't need to do that anymore. And for many high-functioning, growth-orientated people, reinvention, it becomes an identity. I certainly know it became a massive identity for me. Always focusing on the next bit, on the next person I was becoming, on the next place to take my business, the next place to take my relationship. Always focusing on the next, the next, the next. And something very interesting in that alone, isn't there? Never really being in the now, but I'll come to that. We might look at every few years, we might start a new project, whether it's a new business, adding to the business. We might learn a new mindset. We might have a new relationship or a new relationship dynamic. We might move town or city or house, whichever way. It's almost like creating a new version of ourselves because reinvention, it actually does give dopamine. And dopamine in itself is pretty addictive. And with that dopamine, it gives drive, it gives direction, it gives meaning. But there does come a time in life, or shall I say a phase in life. And sometimes this phase can happen after grief, ending of a relationship, burnout, job loss, hormonal fluctuations and transitions. After children leave the home, after success, where that mechanism within, it just stops firing. And you think to yourself, well, what's happening to me? Like, why don't I have the same drive that I used to have? What's wrong with me? Why don't I care? Why don't I feel that energy behind what I'm pursuing? Why doesn't this excite me anymore? Why do I feel flat? Why am I feeling like this life doesn't fit me anymore? And this is where there's a pretty important reframe. Because for many people, they kind of worry that they are either giving up or not caring and having like the sense of apathy. And they think it might be depression, but it's not. Or a lot of the time it isn't. I don't want to medically diagnose here, but at least play with the idea that apathy and all of these feelings, it's not depression at all. Maybe it's the quiet death of the striving identity, the striving part of you who had to push, who had to force, and has now changed gears and doesn't want to live like that anymore, or perhaps doesn't even need to live like that anymore, but it's retraining ourselves. And I think it's important to discuss the hormone layer, just because I'm 50 years old now, I'm going through my own transitions, many women around me and even men are going through many different transitions. And I think it's important to acknowledge the biology of this, because for men and women, we'll talk about women first, there are hormonal transitions. Of course, you've got perimenopause, menopause, postpartum shifts, monthly fluctuations, you know, and these kind of impact your dopamine, your serotonin, oxytocin, and then impacts nervous system regulation. And of course, we've got estrogen, which supports motivation and feelings of joy and creativity and pleasure. And when it fluctuates or drops, that drive can absolutely soften. And you might think to yourself, why don't I want to do what I used to want to do anymore? Why don't I have the same patience, the same tolerance? Why can't I keep pushing the same way that I used to? And then for men, their testosterone fluctuates, go through midlife transitions, just the same as women do. And there might be chronic stress, long-term relentless pressure, and all of that can reduce dopamine drive as well. And you might think, if you're a man listening to this, why doesn't achievement hit me in the same way anymore? Why don't I feel that same thirst for success that I used to feel? And here's a nuance. Hormones don't always create the shift, but sometimes they reveal it. They strip away the chemical intensity that was fueling your striving. And without that fuel, you get to meet yourself. You get to meet the you that was always there, that wasn't ever able to be heard or seen because of this drive and this strive. And I heard something really interesting the other day. Actually, this is more focused on women. You might find this interesting for the men listening out there too, is when women hit a certain part in their life, they not only become aware of their people-pleasing tendencies that they have been playing out for years and years, but they no longer have the tolerance to keep them up anymore. And I think I read somewhere that that's to do with estrogen. And when the estrogen drops, estrogen is actually the people-pleasing hormone. And when that's gone, it's a completely different conversation. And actually, for a lot of women, they realize that it's long overdue, and estrogen had been masking the people-pleasing and the boundaryless existence for so long, which had created a huge amount of resentments over time. So it's interesting from that perspective as well. There's also the identity shifts that we experience, as I previously mentioned, divorce, when we become a parent, losing a job. When someone has a spiritual awakening as well, or just any kind of awakening, and we don't always talk about those kind of shifts, but they really do test who we think we are or who we believed we were or are. And the moment that these old drivers suddenly switch off, the moment that they go quiet, that can be very, very unsettling, because the new self hasn't fully come in yet, hasn't fully landed yet, embodied yet. And this is really uncomfortable space between becoming and being. You're no longer who you were, but you're not chasing who you're becoming anymore either. You're just here. And if your entire self-concept has been built around growth, evolution, consciousness expansion, personal development, improvement, that stillness, that can feel really threatening and super alien as well, because your nervous system learned something early on that if I keep moving, I am safe. If I keep achieving, then I am valuable. I am worthy. If I keep expanding, I won't get left behind. So what happens when life becomes stable then? What happens when all that good work you have spent years and years putting in and finally your life has reached a point where you get to just be here, where you get to enjoy your results, when the relationship is good, when the income may be steady, when the mornings feel slower and easier, when there's no crisis to fix? What happens then? And this is when safety can actually feel really unfamiliar to our nervous system. And the nervous system sometimes interprets unfamiliar as unsafe as well. You know, that unsettled feeling, that low mood, it may not be that there's anything wrong that needs fixing or healing or changing. It may be your body adjusting to safety. So what if you're not meant to become somebody new? This is a big question, especially in the personal development world, because we ask ourselves that all the time. What if you're not meant to reinvent yourself right now? What if you're meant to enjoy what you have already built? And that doesn't mean stagnation. It just means integration. It means presence. It means finally being able to land in the moment. There's always going to be seasons of expansion, which means there's always going to be seasons of integration as well. And if we think about the expansion side of things, our expansion, it builds our identity. And then our integration, in some respects, it then dissolves it, but it's all part of the embodiment process. And of course, expansion, it can feel so exciting. New ideas, new concepts, new things to learn, meeting new people. On the other hand, integration, it is quiet. It is still. And of course, if you're used to being busy all the time, the integration phase is going to feel really weird. It's going to feel really alien. When your expansion says to you, well, who am I becoming? Your integration asks you, can I be with who I already am? For many women, especially those who have spent decades proving, pushing, managing, forcing, juggling, holding everything together, the idea of not striving can feel like a loss of purpose. And that's what then can create the feelings of low mood and depression. And for men, especially those who have tied identity to achievement and success and being the provider, the softening of that drive, it can feel like a loss of power. But maybe it's not either. Maybe it's maturation. Maybe you're maturing. Of course, we've always got the little niggle at the back of our mind, like the financial side, the reputation side. Let me ask you a couple of powerful self-inquiry questions. If you knew your income would be completely handled for the next 5 years, if you knew your reputation was secure, and if no one expected anything from you, would you still feel the urge to build something new? Or would it feel like a relief? That answer in itself tells you absolutely everything right now. Because if the urge disappears when pressure disappears, then the driver wasn't a pure desire in the first place. It was conditioning. It was fear. It was identity maintenance, if you like. So are you in a state of apathy? Or are you just outgrowing something? Because yeah, a lot of people in this phase assume, like I mentioned earlier, that there might be something else going on, like depression or such like. And yes, something like that absolutely does need support and care. But sometimes what you're feeling, it isn't collapse at all. It's a completion. You've outgrown the version of you that was powered by proving and needing to earn your right, your place. The new version of you hasn't been defined by anything yet. And that in between can feel empty. It can feel meaningless. It can feel unsettling. But that place, that meaninglessness, that unsettlingness, that here-ness, that presence, that integration, it's often just space before redefinition. And if, like me, you grew up in instability, in chaos, in emotional volatility or pressure or performance-based love, striving became a regulation. Pushing forward kept you out of pain. So when you finally build a stable life, your nervous system goes, well, what now? It doesn't recognize calm as familiar. So it tries to create motion. Reinvention becomes the attempt to recreate intensity again. But maybe this phase is about teaching your body that it's safe to be here in this moment, that it's safe not to have to chase anything anymore, that it's safe to enjoy. And it's got nothing to do with laziness or that there's anything wrong with you. It's integration. It's a powerful part of the process. And if this is speaking to you, I can pretty much 100% say that you are in advanced stages of your own personal growth and development. So these core questions, what if you weren't worried about the future? What if you didn't need to worry about what people think or prove yourself? How would you actually spend your time? Would you build something new right now? Or would you just breathe deeper into what already exists around you? Spending time, precious time with your loved ones. Doing things that you enjoy. Listening to the birds. Going for walks. Becoming creative maybe. What would you do? These questions, they expose whether your drive is desire or conditioning. If your drive is conditioning, it means you are still living in fear of some sort, which makes manifestation and working with the law of attraction a lot trickier because it's always our base vibration, which is the most powerful subconscious signal that we send out to the universe. When we're able to step more into desire and allowing and being and just being here and enjoying and integrating without pushing and striving, that's where powerful manifestation is really at. And I mean, to get the results that you want, because you're always manifesting, right? These are to get the results that you want. So maybe what you're experiencing has got nothing to do with lack of motivation. Maybe it's the death of striving and pushing. And all I'd like to say is congratulations to you if this resonates, because maybe you're not meant to become somebody new right now. Maybe you're meant to experience the man or the woman that you have already become. Get to know the you beneath all of that pushing and forcing. And yeah, it can feel empty before it feels like freedom. Definitely. And the final illusion really is dissolving, or one of the final illusions. And that illusion is I must keep pushing and becoming in order to stay valuable and safe. But the most radical phase of any growth is not expansion. It is allowing yourself to land here, to be here, allowing safety to become familiar for you, allowing your identity to soften. Your worth, allowing your worth without momentum. It doesn't mean to say that you don't keep up with looking after your land and your pets and yourself and everything that's important. It's just no more pushing and striving. It's experiencing the here and the now, the presence, the good of the here and now. Not to say we're going to bypass any of the challenges either, but the challenges are what push us into striving. It stops us from being in the here and now and enjoying. So when growth stops feeling exciting, it may not mean that you've lost your edge. It may mean that you've finally arrived somewhere that your nervous system doesn't yet know how to rest in. And just to echo what I've been saying out the whole episode today, maybe the season you're in isn't about who you are becoming. Maybe it's about learning how to just be. So if you're in this in-between space, and if the old drivers have gone quiet and you don't yet feel lit up by something new, how do you actually move through this without panicking and trying to reinvent yourself again? Of course, regulation is so important, because when identity is dissolving, your nervous system can interpret that as danger, because even identity has been a safety for you. She might feel restless, unsettled, flat, on edge. And this is where some somatic work can be really powerful. I have been using a vagus nerve stimulator. I don't know if you've seen much about that. I definitely would look it up. I've been using the NeuroSim, and I use it a few times a day. And it helps to signal to the body that you're safe, you don't need to activate. It activates a parasympathetic nervous system, basically, and helps to retrain your nervous system. I think if you like me, have been in stress response and flight or fight response for a long, long time, having additional help is very valuable. I found it to be very, very valuable. But you don't need that exact tool either. There are other things that you can do. It's more the principle that I think is more valuable in conversation right now of activating your vagus nerve and learning how to regulate your nervous system is very important. So anything that supports vagal tone, basically, whether it's cold water on the face, humming, box breathing, gentle somatic rocking, walking slowly in nature, teaching your nervous system that stillness is not a threat, breath work, meditation, whatever it might be. And then letting yourself off the hook instead of pushing yourself. And instead of saying, who am I becoming and trying to push and search, what do I see right here, right now? Like, what can I hear? What can I physically feel? That's a really beautiful mindfulness practice. It's one of my favorite, actually. When I find myself drifting off into worrying about things in the future or getting sad about things that may have happened in the past, I'm not in the present moment. And when I do the mindfulness work, you know, and take a look at what I see around me in my environment and all the sounds that I can hear near and far and what I can feel physically, either emotionally or physically, it makes a massive difference. It really brings me into presence, noticing the pitter-patter of raindrops or the morning light. Now, all of this is actually a really important part of bringing yourself into presence, feeling the weight of your body in your chair, the warmth of the cup in your hands. And this isn't happy, clappy, fluffy Pollyanna work either. This is powerful self-regulation, but it's also familiarity training, which I think is really important, especially if you did grow up in the pressure and the striving we spoke about earlier. So if you deliberately let your body experience calm repeatedly, your body will eventually stop interpreting it as wrong. And then you can also expand your capacity for just being. Not doing, just allowing yourself just to sit and to just be. When was the last time you did that? Some people are feeling the urge, especially now with spring showing signs in the UK. More people are decluttering, opening windows, which I'm a great fan of, spending more time outside, slowing yourself down and slowing your speech, reducing your inputs. You're teaching yourself, your system, there's no emergency, and you can pause. And if you feel the urge and the fear driving the urge to create a new goal or identity or new container, just sit with that urge for a week or so. Is it a desire or is it a discomfort? And you can just let yourself be with what the answer is, because if it is a true desire, you'll feel really energized and excited. But if it's discomfort avoidance, it'll feel very different in your system. If something truly wants to be born from you, it won't disappear because you didn't rush it. And if you are feeling flat, you can ask yourself, is it because I'm depleted? Is it grief, hormonal recalibration, absence of adrenaline? It might be all of them or some of them. Sometimes what feels like apathy is your nervous system no longer being powered by the stress chemistry anymore. And that's a good thing. It can feel eerily quiet and weird, but it shows evolution in a different way, more impactful, longer-term fulfilling way. So if this has spoken to you, this conversation today, and you're in that space where growth has stopped feeling exciting, then I want you to know that that is a completely normal place to be in at some point in your life. You are going to always get to this point. And it's not because there's something wrong with you. It's not because you're not good enough. It's not because you're a failure. It's because you are maturing. You're integrating. You might just be arriving somewhere your body hasn't learned to rest in yet. And maybe, just maybe, the season that you're in isn't about who you are becoming. It's about letting yourself experience who you already are. So once again, if this resonated, please take a moment to rate the show. It always helps so much. It helps more people find these kind of conversations. And if you can think of somebody who is a little lost in their own transition right now, then it may be nice to hit the share button and share the link to the show with them as well. And if you want deeper tools for recalibration, you can download my free energetic reset. I'll pop the link in the show notes and I will be back with you the exact same time next week, and I really look forward to it. Take care. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Solara Star. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.